Smith and Nelson in the morning on 94.9 KISS FM. Say, what they tweet, what they do? It's what's making news in the world of country music. This is the Music City 60 on 94.9 KISS FM.
Yes, it is your Music City 60. Miranda Lambert talking about fans making thirsty comments about her husband, Brendan McLaughlin's shirtless Instagram pictures. Says she's not bothered by them. She says, quote, "I tell him, if you got blessed with all of that, then don't rob the world. I'm a songwriter, so I put out music. You look like that, so you should have your photo taken."
She can't really have any other side to be on.
That's true.
She's the one that pretty much puts all the pictures out there.
That's also a good point.
So she can't put them off and be like, wait a minute, I have issues with that. Kane Brown talking with Southern Living Magazine, talking about how his grandmother instilled respect for the law in him at an early age, which makes sense because looks like his grandma was a sheriff and a detective.
Oh, wow.
He says, "Nana was a sheriff and a detective. She'd take me for drives in the police car. We'd go down to the police station all the time. So the cops always knew who I was. It made me feel special. My Nana would be like, you never want to be here. So I had that positivity of being in jail, but not really being in jail."
Right.
But man, how cool is that? Have your grandma be a sheriff and a detective.
Yeah, that's crazy. Guy in New Hampshire got arrested for underage possession of alcohol, which doesn't sound like it's country news, until we tell you that he was wearing a shirt that featured Morgan Wallen's mugshot on it, which means it was a mugshot within a mugshot that happened there. Morgan actually, I mean, he was arrested for public intoxication way back outside of Kid Rock's Club in Nashville a couple years ago. His original mugshot was apparently so popular that it became merch, and this guy happened to be wearing it.
That's funny.
Yeah, weird one.
Here you go. Taste of Country Nights. That's the show we play right here every Monday through Friday.
Right.
Midnight. Evan Paul, he's been asking country artists, what's on their tour rider? That's, of course, like, you know, the things they demand.
Sure.
Backstage when they're going to play a show or whatever. Lady A, recently on the show. So he asked him that same question. Hillary Scott said, you know, very rock star stuff, like a gallon of water for hot tea, some power bars, maybe a little alcohol mixed in.
Hello for a nap.
Conversation turned to pork rinds. Dave from the group said there's always pork rinds there, but he's not sure why. And then Charles from the group said, oh, he requested those a long time ago and just never took them off the list. Somehow they just always keep showing up every night. Which I guess is what happens when you don't take them off the list.
I guess that makes sense, yeah.
What would be on your tour rider?
My tour rider? Cheez-Its.
Might have to be like ice cream sandwich or something.
That'd be good, yeah.
Some sort of ice cream.
I would go with Cheez-Its. I think that would be the one.
Cheez-Its?
Yeah.
Gotta have. I could see you not doing a show. Because where? No Cheez-Its? I'm out. This is ridiculous.
Yes.
This is
Bush League. Cheez-Its or green M&M.
And now, you're in the know with Nashville. Smith & Nelson's Music City 60. 94.9 KISS FM.
94.9 KISS FM, Smith and Nelson doing it for your Friday. And looking at the weather for a holiday weekend, upper 80s here today, tomorrow. Dip a little bit for Sunday in the low 80s, and then mid-70s, chance of some sprinkles on your 4th of July Monday. Weather for your morning, just ahead of a big announcement for the show. It is brought to you by the Advocates Injury Attorneys.
That's right. If you've been in an accident, don't go it alone. Call your local Advocates Injury Attorney. They take the stress away, deal with the insurance, and get you the settlement you deserve. They don't get paid until you win. Call the Advocates today at 406-640-4444 or MontanaAdvocates.com.
All right. We were teasing a little earlier here this morning, saying big announcement coming for the show. And,
yeah.
It would be big announcement time.
It would be big announcement time. I guess it's my announcement to share.
It is.
So I guess here it goes. The earth-shattering announcement that we have been hyping all morning. We mentioned this yesterday as well. But I am leaving the show.
Mike Smith will be leaving the building.
Yes, after next week. 1 week from today is going to be my last day on Smith and Nelson in the Morning, which I guess will have to be renamed. It's going to be Nelson in the Morning now.
We'll find another guy named Smith.
Yeah, there you go.
I mean, we've got too much informational materials.
We've spent too much on merch already.
Yeah, we can't turn back now. It might be a Tom Smith.
We'll
find something.
Yes, exactly.
So yesterday we were talking about... We're talking about the Roxy and movies that are playing through the month here, and we're without really saying much, we're saying, hey, a lot of people don't know that you've been working part time at the Roxy for months.
I've been working at the Roxy for the better part of a year now, almost at this point. I think it was like back in end of September that I actually started working there, which I like realized that like recently, and I was like, whoa, it's been a while. Like I've been there for a bit. Yeah, I kind of just started working there part-time, partially because, you know, I've moved into a new place, need a little bit of extra money, but then also I just really enjoyed the environment there and loved the people there. And, of course, it's the Roxy. It was my favorite place in Missoula already because I was a big movie fan, you know, and I was heading there.
Spend half your time there already without getting paid.
Exactly. So why not get paid for it, you know? Ended up, really making some connections over there. They have offered me a full-time position, and I am going to be the new operations manager over at the Roxy Theater. So
there you go.
I am unfortunately not going to be able to do the morning show anymore for Smith & Nelson.
You mean you can't do the mornings and then be at the Roxy till
till like midnight every night?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I've been doing that a couple days a week. Yeah. So that's been a little taxing. So unfortunately, Smith & Nelson in the morning is going to have to come to an end.
So when do we start doing this? I guess January of 2019, right?
I think earlier than that. Oh, yeah, I guess it was 2019. Yeah. Because I moved here in 2018, so that would make sense.
Right.
I was like, it's got to be like 2017, right? And then I had to redo the math in my head. But
So 3.5 years, I guess.
Yeah, just about 3.5 years.
Speaking of time flying.
Yeah.
Don't really think about that every day, how long we've been doing the show, but I guess when we really think about it, go, oh my gosh, almost 4 years?
Kind of crazy, yeah. So,
All right.
I've been doing this for 3.5 years, and I love doing it. It's been great coming in every morning, hanging out with my buddy Ryan, and, talking to Missoula and stuff, but, things have to come to an end at some point, I suppose.
All right. The big change.
The big change, yeah. So, 1 week from today will be my last show for the mornings here on KISS.
All right, the countdown is on.
Yes, it is.
All right, you did it perfectly. You lined it up so you get a nice 4-day work week in your final in your final week. You don't even have to be here on Monday.
There you go. Some may say that was a deliberate choice.
All right, there you go, Mike. Final week next week. Final show next Friday.
Yeah,
and then the future. TBD around here.
Unsure. I guess you'll probably be solo for at least a little bit.
Yeah, we'll have to get things in motion for figuring that into things out.
Yeah.
Well, we can only deal with one thing at a time around here. You know how simple our minds are.
Right.
We got to focus. Okay, Mike's leaving.
We can only deal with one thing at a time around here, and currently everyone's dealing with 100 things.
All right. Well, that's some bummer news. We're going to be... Going to be sad to see you go, but
appreciate it. Know
how much you love movies and working over at the Roxy. It just seems like a perfect fit.
Yeah, definitely. So I'm excited about it, but definitely kind of a bittersweet thing for sure.
All right, there you go. Big news this morning for the show. Mike's last show 1 week from today with KISS.
Yep, this is your local country morning show. No bones about it. Smith & Nelson on 94.9 KISS FM. It's newsy and noteworthy, and it's now on 94.9 KISS FM.
Yes, it is. What's newsy and noteworthy for your morning? And Dunkin' Donuts got into some trouble this week. Some hot water, some hot coffee, if you will. On Wednesday, Dunkin' was celebrating 30 years at a location in Cranston, Rhode Island, by offering its first 100 guests that day free coffee for a year. Sounds good enough.
Yeah, good start.
Yeah. Post on social media that hyped the promotion said it was open to white Cranston residents.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's not great.
Took a turn.
Dunkin' spokesperson said, well, this was an unfortunate and embarrassing mistake. Apparently what happened is that there was a similar offer in White Plains, New York, and someone copy and pasted the details, deleted the word Plains, but left in the word white so that it said white Cranston residents. And that's what happened. They cleared it up. It was obviously a mistake, but one where you read that at first and you're like, wait, what?
Yeah, one that'll make you do a double take.
Yeah.
Pick the most random movies and TV shows, and it seems like that's what they decide needs sequels these days. Mira Sorvino telling NBC a Romy and Michelle sequel could happen.
Okay.
From Romy and Michelle's high school reunion.
I mean, they do high school reunions like every 10 years.
That's true,
so
I guess.
You could do it.
That might be the best best way to lay into a sequel for that one. Although I guess it would need to be a... you're right, yeah. Apparently, she said there's nothing to report. She said, but I can unofficially hint we're closer than we've ever been to getting something to happen. So excited. I can't say anything yet, but something might be in the works.
Okay.
To which I saw a follow-up this morning where Lisa Kudrow was asked about it, and she said, I've seen nothing. So who knows?
Fair enough. This woman in Pennsylvania broke into another woman's home early Sunday morning. She did not steal anything. She just plopped down on the couch and fell asleep.
The stories always amaze me.
Yeah, this is a weird one. So apparently the homeowner was actually also there sleeping in the living room. So she said she'd fallen asleep watching TV. When she woke up, she was shocked to see this other woman sleeping on her couch.
Jeez, right next to her?
Yeah.
Pretty much, same room?
Didn't know her, what she was doing, so she called the police. When they showed up, they were kind of baffled, too. Turns out...
The officers were like, I'm tired. I'm going to just lay down.
It's just a sleepy kind of room, you know? No, turns out the woman was hammered and wandered into her home because her grandmother used to live there.
Oh, wow.
And just kind of was like, well, this is my grandma's house. And so, coincidentally... the woman had a problem with her front door. It sometimes doesn't close all the way. the woman has been charged with a criminal trespass. She's supposedly been joking about it on social media, trying to underplay the whole situation. But the homeowner does not think it's a laughing matter.
Man.
Yeah.
Scary.
Definitely, wow. Yeah.
Florida high schooler recently scored a perfect 1600 on his SAT exam. He's going to be a senior. Said he had to do a double take a couple times. Couldn't believe that he'd aced it. 1%. Of the 2 million test takers each year get a perfect score.
Man.
Says he's a straight-A student, hopes to enroll at MIT. There should be no hoping.
He probably will get there.
If you get a perfect score on your SATs, that should be the award. You should get to choose any school you want to go
to. That would be great. They should do that, actually. this kind of went viral the other day. A fight broke out at an Eagles concert in London's Hyde Park, and it couldn't have happened at a better time. The song the Eagles were playing was Take It Easy. Yeah, you can see the video in the background. Like you're hearing "Take It Easy," and then just this big brawl that ensues.
mellow, easy flowing.
Yeah,
song.
Exactly. And people are fighting each other. It was in the VIP sections. These people paid up to like $500 for a ticket. Got thrown out of the show.
Wow. All right, final story. Pennsylvania teenager going viral. Recently drove 13 hours to redeem a McDonald's coffee coupon. So he found the coupon in his wallet. It was good for one small McCafe drink. It could only be redeemed at one of three McDonald's. And the closest one, they're in Pennsylvania again, but the closest one was in Clear Lake, Iowa. So he and two friends hopped in the car, took a road trip to the Iowa McDonald's. We did have some fun, saw a Billy Joel concert along the way.
Nice, kind of okay.
Some pit stops.
That wasn't just for the coupon.
But they eventually got to the McDonald's, redeemed the coupon, and then the three friends all put a straw in the coffee and drank it on down.
Hey, there you go.
How awesome is that?
That's pretty great. It would have been even better if the coupon was expired. They didn't realize it.
Yeah, we can't honor this. That would be great. There you go. Newsy and noteworthy. It's KISS.
It's Montana's country leader, 94.9 KISS FM.
Montana's country leader, 94.9 KISS FM, Smith & Nelson. You can listen along with your free KISS FM mobile app, Smith & Nelson On Demand, from the app as well. Hey, look at that. July 1. We did it.
We did it. We made it halfway through the year.
We made it halfway. July 1st here today. We always kind of like to do the first day of the month with some things to look forward to for the month.
Yes, my last things to look forward to of all time.
That's right.
There will never be anything to look forward to after today.
Right. If you missed the announcement earlier this morning, Mike Smith, final day with the show next Friday.
Yes, leaving the show in 1 week. Yes, absolutely. But right now, we're not focusing on that. We're focusing on the stuff to look forward to in July. Well, maybe me leaving is something that people can look forward to if they want to. in sports, Major League Baseball's All-Star Game coming down on July 19th. Plus, the ESPY Awards are going to be the following night. And the Tour de France taking place for most of the month of July. And then Wimbledon concludes on July 9th and 10th. Actually, a lot of big sports things happening this month.
Big things when you look at them individually, but also when you look at the whole, you go, not as exciting as most months when it comes to sports things.
I guess that's true. But there are a few big movies in the way for July. Actually, a few big ones. Actually, today, the new Minions movie comes out, The Rise of Gru. So I know you're pretty excited about that one. You're a big Minions fan.
I really liked the first Minions movie.
Yeah.
You know, my daughter was into it big time. Very good. A lot of adult humor. So, I've been jacked for the second Minions.
Yeah, there you go.
I mean, how many they have now? Is this the fifth one?
There's
Minions and Gru?
Right. There's like three Despicable Me's, and then this is the second Minions movie. Man. And I'm sure there's going to be more, like, you know, down the line, too.
They just keep that ball rolling.
Yes, they do. Yeah. But yeah, Minions 2 out today. Thor Love and Thunder out next Friday. Pretty excited about that one. The new movie from Jordan Peele, Nope, is coming out on July 22nd. The Gray Man on Netflix, which is supposed to be a very cool thriller with Ryan Gosling and Chris Evans. That comes out on the 22nd on Netflix. And DC League of Super Pets hits theaters on July 29th, which I don't know if you've seen the trailers for this one. It's an animated movie about like Superman's dog.
Yeah.
I believe voiced by The Rock. I want to say.
I think you're right. As I said, there's a lot of big names doing voices. Yeah,
absolutely. So, yeah, I got that to look forward to. Also on TV this month, Stranger Things Season 4 is out today, the back half of it. So, you're going to see a lot of spoilers online. Try to avoid those if you can. I still haven't watched the last, like, two episodes of the first half of the season, so I'm a little behind there. Big Brother returns next Wednesday.
Man, Big Brother's still going.
Big Brother. It's got to be like season 30-something at this point, right? It's going on forever. The series premiere of a show called The Challenge USA. Is that going to be that same night? The Bachelorette back for season 19 on July 11th. And the one I'm most excited about here, the last six episodes of Better Call Saul begin on July 11th, the back half of the final season.
All right.
So cannot wait for that. And then, of course, you get the holidays for July, which there is one kind of big one on Monday, 4th of July, you may remember.
You may have heard of that one.
May be familiar with that one, but a few other ones. Tomorrow is National Disco Day. National Bikini Day is the 5th. National Video Game Day is the 8th. Amazon Prime Day is July 12th and 13th, which is 2 days, so you got that going.
But they still call it Prime Day.
Yes.
I don't know why we haven't changed that to days.
Yes, they probably should. National Ice Cream Day is the 17th, and then National Tequila Day is July 24th, which the Northwest Margarita Fest actually happening a few weeks before that on July 9th here in Missoula.
That's right, coming up next weekend.
There you go.
All right, there you are, some things to look forward to for July.
This part of Smith and Nelson in the Morning, brought to you by Hunter Bay Coffee, Montana's premium gourmet coffee roaster, on 94.9 KISS FM.
I don't care that you've done me wrong, 'cause I've already moved on. I don't care what his name is, girl, it is what it is. I won't waste a dime or the bartender's time trying to catch a buzz over the thought of us. But I'll drink to a country song, to another long work week gone, and I'll raise my glass to a long lost buddy I ain't seen. I might stay for one more round, I'm out to drown your memory. Baby, you ain't worth the whiskey. It don't matter what your friends say, they never like me anyway. So if they see me drunk in this bar, it ain't over a broken heart. Country song to another long work week gone, and I'm raising my glass to a long lost buddy I ain't seen. I might stay for one more round, or I might close this place down, but don't think for a second I'm out. I'm out to drown your memory. No, don't think for one second I'm out to drown your memory. Girl, you ain't worth the whiskey. No. I
94.9 KISS FM with Smith and Nelson for your Friday. 2 weeks from today, the Under the Big Sky Festival kicks off in Whitefish.
Yes, it does. And we've got your chance to go see Under the Big Sky Music Festival coming up in a few minutes.
Where you'll see acts like Jamie Johnson and Midland and Lainey Wilson and more.
It's a full lineup.
Sold out weekend, but you'll be going. Tickets to win coming up at 8:15. We'll check some news for your morning right after Thomas Rhett with KISS.
I'm supposed to mow the grass today. I'm supposed to fix the fence. But when the sun beating down on me, it's hard to make it make sense. Half of me wants a cold beer. Yeah, that's a cold hard truth. And when the refrigerator stocked full of them, tell me what's a boy.
Headlines. A Washington airline passenger admitted in Billings federal court yesterday to allegations that he interfered with a flight crew by jumping onto a beverage cart and pushing a flight attendant into a seat, screaming and trying to take his clothes off on a flight that was diverted to Billings for his removal. 33-year-old Adam Williams of Auburn, Washington, pleaded guilty to an indictment charging him with interference with flight members and attendants. A Montana man and woman convicted of trafficking multiple drugs, including meth and more than 9,000 fentanyl pills, were each sentenced to prison terms this week. 35-year-old Charles Swan of Wolf Point was sentenced at Billings Federal Court, and 30-year-old co-defendant Elizabeth Ardell Grace Brochhaugen of Great Falls was also sentenced. Energy companies have submitted bids totaling more than $22 million to secure drilling rights on about 110 square miles of federal lands in the western U.S. For more local news and updates, visit this station's website or mobile app.
The biggest names in country music.
Hey, everyone, this is Keith Urban.
I'm Thomas Rhett.
Hey, we're Florida George Line.
Yeah, we got them. KYSS-FM Missoula and K251CH Sealy Lake. Montana's country leader is 94.9 KISS FM, a Town Square Media station. It's Montana's country leader, 94.9 KISS FM.
Well, the road rolls out like
ain't got no kind of plan. I've had all this town I can stand. And I got friends out on the coast. We can jump in the water and see what flows. We've been saving for a rainy day. Let's beat the storm and be on our way. And it don't matter to me wherever we are, where I wanna be. Man, honey, for once in our lives, let's take our chances and roll the dice. I can be your lucky penny, you can be my four-leaf clover, starting over. Time. There's rivers to cross and hills to climb. Some days we might fall apart, and some nights might feel cold and dark. But nobody wins afraid of losing, and the hard roads are the ones. Look back and smile and know it was worth every mile. It don't matter to me wherever we are, where I want to be. And honey, for once in our lives, let's take our chances and roll the dice. I can be your lucky penny, you can be my four-leaf clover, starting over.
Kiss FM, Smith and Nelson. No fireworks at the mall for the 4th of July. So I guess this would be the biggest fireworks show that you'll see for the weekend.
Yeah, pretty much. At least in Missoula, for sure.
Fireworks with the Paddleheads tonight. So they'll play baseball, then after the game, firework display.
There you go. So you can go to the game, or you can probably just, you know, hang out somewhere in Missoula and try to get a good distance for them.
You want details? We got them. Your Kiss FM mobile app, Under the Big Sky tickets. Your chance to win them coming up in minutes.
See you and me riding like Bonnie and Clyde, rolling 95, burning down 129, yeah. Looking for the law while I push my luck. You see the loud shotgun like it ain't no thing. Turn the radio off so the girl can sing right. Pull them to the party like y'all was some. Tonight is bottoms up. Throw it on down, rock this quiet little country town, yeah. Drop a tailgate on your truck. Find a keg and fill your cup. Oh, kick it on back. Pretty little mama looking at you like that. Make you wanna slide on in like girl, what's up? It's not as bottoms up. Get them up. Tonight is bottoms up. Get them up. Damn. Girl, I gotta tip my hat. Never thought a country song make you move like that, yeah. And she's doing any daisy dudes, girl. She got you.
tapping on the porch show. Hey, dog checking his side, man, the side of girls do it in the dirty side, yeah. Should have you on a knee, can I marry you? And tonight is bottoms up. Throw it on down, rock this quiet little country town to get up. Drop a tailgate on your truck, find a keg and fill your cup. Kick it on back, pretty little mama looking at you like that. Make you wanna slide on in like, girl, what's up? Tonight is bottoms up. Get 'em up. Tonight is bottoms up. Times. Oh, y'all get your drinks up high. Everybody feeling alright. Damn right. Cause tonight is bottoms up. Throw it on down. Rock this quiet little country town to get up. Drop a tailgate on your truck. Find a keg and fill your cup. Kick it on back. Pretty little mama looking at you like that. Make you wanna slide on. Tonight is bottoms up. Throw it on down. Rock this quiet little country town. If you up, drop a tailgate on the truck. Find a keg and fill your cup. Kick it on back. Pretty little mama looking at you like that. Make you wanna slide on in like a what's up.
The Drive Home with Denny Bedard every afternoon on Montana's country leader 94.9 Kiss FM.
Nobody in his right mind would have left her. That was her favorite song. She sang along every time it came on. First time we danced was to Marina Del Rey, and I fell right there and then. I didn't want that song to end. Baby blue was the color of her eyes. I can still see them in my mind. Probably will for the rest of my life. Damn straight, you're killing me, man. You know I've always been your biggest fan. Now I can't even listen, cause I'll get to missing her. Then the hurt gets worse. Damn straight, I used to love your songs, but now every time that one comes on, my heart gets broke in half. But do I wish I could get her back? Damn straight. The other day, right out of the blue clear sky, you came on in my truck. I couldn't turn it off fast enough. Tried to get back in the game, but this old heart just ain't the same. Hell, I can't even give it away. Damn straight, you're killing me, man. You know I've always been your biggest fan. Now I can't even listen, cause I'll get to missing her. Then the hurt gets worse. Damn straight, I
You're killing me, man. You know I've always been your biggest fan. And now I can't even listen, cause I'll get to missing her. Then the hurt gets worse. Damn straight, I used to love your songs. But now every time that one comes on, my heart gets broken in half. But do I wish I could get her back? Damn straight. Damn straight. Nobody in his right mind. Every time it came on.
94.9 Kiss FM with Scotty McCreary, Smith and Nelson in the morning for your Friday with a chance to win tickets to the sold-out Under the Big Sky Music Festival in just moments. First, tell you the part of the morning and a chance to win some tickets here brought to you by Taco Time.
That's right. Try the new Impossible Nacho Burrito. You won't believe how much Impossible meat tastes like seasoned ground beef, but it's 100% vegetarian. A delicious combination of Impossible meat and your favorite nacho ingredients, all wrapped in a home-style tortilla. It's Nacho Average Burrito. The Impossible Nacho Burrito, only for a limited time at Taco Time and North Reserve.
Laughing right out of the gate. Like, it's the first time you've seen what you're about to read there.
It's the first time or the 40th. It's a killer every time.
That nacho joke gets you every time. I love it. Under the Big Sky Music Festival, which is not just the music festival. They also have the rodeo as part of it.
Oh, yes.
There's not a lot of three-day music events that you get to go to. And, you know, also includes the rodeo along with all the days of entertainment. But that's what it's all about. Under the Big Sky Festival happening 2 weeks from today. It'll kick off July 15th, 16th, and 17th. The Turnpike Troubadours, Cody Jenks, Jamie Johnson, Midland, Lainey Wilson, Morgan Wade. Kind of putting the highlight on some of the country acts that are part of it. Also got the Little Smokies.
Yeah,
playing.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
Tickets for the three-day festival sold out. You can still get them, though, if you use kind of the ticket exchange that they have through the website.
It's like a resale thing, so people who can't go but bought tickets are going to resell them, and you can buy them that way. But those are like $300 a piece for a three-day pass.
It's expensive, that's for sure. We are saving you money big time this morning. Doing our final pair here. Final pair of tickets for the sold-out Under the Big Sky Festival. We'll get a winner here. Caller number 15, you're going to the show. And you're going to have some big fun.
All right, caller 15, give us a call at 543-9500. That is 543-9500.
49 Kiss FM.
Pictures on her phone, and tears in her eyes. Waterproof makeup ain't made for a breakup. On a Saturday night, then I say, how you been? Good, how about you? Funny how seeing you once after a few months gets you like that. Right back to telling folks you know I know all about some new guy taking you out. Then you unfollow me, then follow me back just so I know you're still around. Some girls get their mama on the phone, take a trip back home, pretend they never knew the guy. Some girls drink a bottle of wine, got a note extra text to get them through the getting by. Sometimes it's a clean break, stay gone, clean slate, moving on to something new. Sometimes some girls make it easy on you, some girls never do. Some hearts stay broke, some hearts don't skip a beat. Some people say goodbye, then try to make it alright, just like you're doing to me. But tonight I'm letting it ring. Some girls get their mama on the phone, take a trip back home, pretend they never knew the guy. Some girls drink a bottle of wine, got an old extra text to get them through the getting by. Sometimes it's a clean break, stay gone, clean slate, moving on to something new. Sometimes some girls make it easy on you, some girls never do. No, some girls never do. some girls never do.
Some girls get their mama on the phone, take a trip back home, pretend they never knew the guy. Some girls drink a bottle of wine, got an old ex to text to get them through the getting by. Sometimes it's a clean break, stay gone, clean slate, moving on to something new. Sometimes some girls make it easy on you, some girls never do. Yes, yeah, some girls never do. Sometimes some girls make it easy on you, some girls never do.
Montana's country leader, 94.9 Kiss FM, Smith and Nelson. A little over an hour from now, 9:30, we'll kick off a commercial-free run.
That's right, 9:30, all the way until 10:20, and that's for 50 straight minutes.
Always just a little sweeter when it's a commercial-free run,
yeah,
on Friday.
Just a little bit.
All right, hang on just a couple minutes here. Do some odds and ends with Kiss. Keith Urban now.
I got no money in my pockets. I got a hole in my jeans. Had a job and I lost it, but it won't get to me, 'cause I'm riding with my baby. It's a brand new day, we're on the wheels of an angel, flying away. And the sun, across her pretty knees, she's stomping out a rhythm and singing to me. The sweetest song, the sun is shining, and as the road keeps winding through the prettiest country from Georgia to Tennessee, and I got the one.
Gym?
Oh yeah.
Kids sporting event?
Absolutely.
The free Kiss FM app, powered by Bob Ward Sports and Outdoors. Download it and listen anywhere.
I travel with a heartbreak.
it's gonna be easy. Don't let anyone tell you they know what it's like. They say, get out on this town, meet somebody new, get lost in the crowd. All I see is you. Don't let anybody tell you it's gonna be easy. And that's the trouble with a heartbreak. It's gonna hang around, leave you midnight breaking down, wondering how long that is gonna take. Getting over her, it's a can't drown, whiskey down kind of hurt. Yeah, you can burn them four wheels up on that road, but there ain't nowhere her memory can't go. That's the trouble with a heartbreak. Yeah, that's the trouble with a heartbreak. A heartbreak, yeah. She is who she's driving crazy. Can't see her rearview sunset. Now think about us, girl. I still think about us. That's the trouble with a heartbreak. It's gonna hang around, leave you midnight breaking down, wondering how long that it's gonna take. Getting over her, it's a can't drown, whiskey down kind of hurt. Yeah, you can burn them four wheels up on that road, but there ain't nowhere her memory can't go. That's the trouble with a heartbreak. Yeah, that's the trouble with a heartbreak. A heartbreak, yeah. All I see is you. And that's the trouble with a heartbreak. It's gonna hang around, leave you midnight breaking down, wondering how long that it's gonna take. Getting over her, it's a can't drown, whiskey down kind of hurt. Yeah, you can burn them four wheels up on that road, but there ain't nowhere her memory can't go. That's the trouble with a heartbreak.
Nelson's Odds and Ends on 94.9 KISS FM.
Yes, it is. Some odds and ends for your morning. The back half of Stranger Things Season 4 came out today. Avoid spoilers online if you can. But Spotify doing something kind of cool to tie into the new season. They're putting together this new feature called the Upside Down Playlist that supposedly gives you the songs that would save you from the Vecna in Stranger Things Season 4, which is the thing this season. Whenever you go into like the weird upside down world of the Vecna, like a music, like a song that you really love can like pull you back out of it. That's why Running Up That Hill became such a big deal this year.
So this is, they take this based off your existing playlist
of
songs?
Yeah, the stuff that you've already been listening to and they kind of modify it to make it like your thing. So it tells you like your savior song and then a few like runner-ups and stuff.
Kind of fun.
I looked up mine. It's Bust a Move by Young MC.
Oh, man. That'll. I think it's well known that will save you from any situation.
Absolutely, yes.
This seems to fit. Florida police recently arrested a man for driving a stolen car. Kind of interesting what they found later. He had Ricky Bobby tattooed on his forehead.
Ah, man.
Of course, Will Ferrell's character in Talladega Nights. He originally gave cops a fake name. And now he's facing a bunch of charges, but I'm not sure exactly why you walk into the tattoo shop and say, you know, just slap Ricky Bobby on
right.
My forehead.
I believe when reached for comment, he said, well, when you ain't first, you're last, you know?
Shake and bake.
There you go. NASA is saying they have to dig a lot deeper to find potential signs of ancient life on Mars, maybe 6 or 7 feet down, because radiation has destroyed pretty much everything above that. But they do say the next rover might be able to do it. They might be able to do it on the next one. But so far, the deepest we've dug is 2.8 inches. So, 6 or 7 feet down we got to go. That's a big jump. That's a big gap.
That's all they've gone down, huh?
Yeah.
This is something we've been talking about a few days. The Nathan's Famous Hot Dog Eating Contest happened on the 4th of July.
Yeah.
Joey Chestnut, of course.
The Michael Jordan of hot dogs.
That's right. if someone manages, be it he or anyone else, manages to beat Joey Chestnut's record, which is, 76 hot dogs, you'll have eaten over 21,000 calories in your day. It's hot dogs and buns.
Oh, man.
Of course, the average, it says the average male between 2,000 and 2,500 calories a day. For women, it's 18 to 2,300. And it says the National Cholesterol Education Program says the average human being should eat less than 200 milligrams of cholesterol a day. Also, if you were to eat that record-tying number of hot dogs, you would take in 2,436 Jeez. Milligrams of cholesterol.
Man, it's not for the faint of heart. Oh. Literally.
Literally, yes. <know? laughs>
Lena Headey of Game of Thrones was supposed to be in the new Thor movie, Thor Love and Thunder, but her role was apparently on the cutting room floor. They cut out her scene. But her former agency does not care if she's in the movie or not. They want to get paid for it. They are suing Lena Headey, claiming she owes the agency at least $500,000, 7% of her fee, for her earnings filming her scene on Thor Ragnarok, plus a couple of other unpaid commissions for a few other projects that she did. So it's sort of a weird one where she's not even in the movie, and yet she's getting sued over it.
She made a couple $1 million.
I guess so.
To film scenes.
Yeah.
And didn't even get used in it at all.
Pretty much, yeah.
Wow. That's wild.
And the agency wants in.
Some things that happened on this day in history. 1963, zip codes introduced for United States mail. This date, 1979, Sony introduced the Walkman. And 1984, PG-13 ratings introduced by the Motion Picture Association of America.
There it is.
And then later in the year in August, Red Dawn, first movie to have a PG-13 rating.
Yes, it was.
Birthdays today, Pamela Anderson's 55.
Wow.
Dan Aykroyd, he's 70 today.
That would make sense.
Man. All right, there you go. For your morning, some odds and ends. It's KISS.
When it's country in Drummond, it's Montana's country leader, 94.9 KISS FM.
Time to fertilize.
Montana's country leader, 94.9 KISS FM. Smith and Nelson on your Friday, heading into the 4th of July weekend. We will be out on Monday as we get to enjoy the three-day weekend as well.
Yes, indeed.
All right, a little look at what's going on around town here on a Friday. We will start with tonight's baseball action with the Paddleheads.
Yes.
Not only the fact that there is a game in town, you could also throw that in there.
Right, but they're also doing fireworks tonight, which really is your only option for fireworks in Missoula this weekend.
Won't really be the end of the weekend celebration on the 4th. It's the kickoff of the weekend.
Exactly, yeah. So the Paddleheads doing fireworks tonight. I believe some tickets are still available to the game. I was kind of poking around online yesterday. I think as far as seated stuff goes, like in the actual sections, maybe not so much luck, but general admission should have some tickets still left.
And the reason we say it's really kind of the big fireworks show that you can see this year is, if you haven't heard yet, the mall will not be doing fireworks.
Yes, yeah. 4th Fest not happening this year, the Southgate Mall. So, yeah, keep that in mind.
All right, one thing that is happening is the 4th at the Fort celebration.
Yes.
It returns and really kind of gets back to a kind of a full-on deal for the first time in a couple years. Going to have music, going to have games, stuff for the kids, food trucks,
yeah.
Cold beer. Going to be, it's over at the Fort, so there's kind of educational things as well.
Yes.
Displays.
Absolutely, yeah. It's going to be a fun time. And it's kind of like during the day, so if you need something to do, you know, during the earlier hours of the 4th of July, that's definitely something to check out.
4th of the Fort goes from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. Next weekend, next Saturday the 9th, you've got the Margarita Festival returning to Karis Park.
Yeah, the Northwest Margarita Fest. It's on the 9th, and this is going to be a lot of fun. You got a lot of different tequilas. You're going to have tacos. You're going to have live music. They've done this before, and I have not gone to Margarita Fest yet. I'm hoping to this year. I think this is the year where we're going to make it. I think especially with this warmer weather out that we've been getting, I think a nice couple of or several margaritas in a row is just what we need.
So the doctor ordered.
Exactly.
One of the selling points that they've included is the fact that, the event's got a little bigger, increasing popularity. They will have much more in the way of bartending staff.
So nice.
Kind of eliminate some of the lines and the waiting.
That's great. So, yeah, it's going to be at Karis Park on the 9th from 1 to 8. $20 for a cup and 3 drink tokens, and then $10 for 3 more tokens.
All right, we kind of hit this one yesterday, the fact that news broke late Wednesday that the old Cafe Dolce location on Brooks is going to be replaced with a new dining option in town.
Yeah, a new Italian restaurant called Florabella is going to be moving in there, and they're hoping to be open by the fall.
just be great to have another another option, somewhere to go out and have a meal.
Absolutely.
There's kind of details with what they're going to do as far as you know, doing some repairs and upgrades on the place before they open up.
Yeah.
Kind of what the whole idea behind it is. More information with kind of what the owners want to do as far as providing jobs and people that kind of want to get into the culinary side of things.
Exactly.
They,
yeah.
They want to make it someone where it's a career where people want to be there, not just someone that has a job at a restaurant.
Right, yeah. They want to pay good wages, build careers there, and hopefully become like a staple of the community, I think.
Pretty cool backstory with local Montana owners, too. So, all right. Details with all of those stories, what's going on around town, you will find them with your Kiss FM mobile app or at kissfm.com.
On 94.9 Kiss FM. Now you know, newsworthy nugget of the day with Smith and Nelson on 94.9 Kiss FM.
Brought to you by Farside Sign, Missoula's leading full service sign and custom vehicle graphic shop. Farside Sign in the 2200 block, South Avenue West.
The goal is that we find a little piece of information every morning that you didn't already know, that we share it, then you go, oh, that's interesting, and you share it and say, hey, guess what I heard with Smith and Nelson?
Yes, and today I tell you the origins of a couple of words that today are insults. But did you know, back in the day, these words were actually medical terms. Idiots, imbecile, and moron.
All those were medical terms.
All three of those words were actually medical psychiatric terms that were used to assign specific IQ ranges to people. So an idiot was somebody who had an IQ under 20, an imbecile was between 21 and 50, and a moron was between 51 and 70. They were very specific medical IQ range terms that eventually just kind of got phased out over time, and now we just say them like, hey, this guy's being an idiot or whatever, you know? That's just like how it is now in casual conversation.
There has to be that one time where, like, the two worlds crossed over, where it became something else.
Right.
But the doctor didn't quite know, and so he tells the person, you're an idiot, and they get all offended. Like, wait, no, that's professional term. Like,
exactly, yes. Yeah, so that may be why it was phased out, I think, over time.
After the first doctor was pummeled.
Exactly, yeah. Idiot, imbecile, and moron all used to be medical terms. Need to or not, now you know.